Hey, AfterBuzzers, thank you so much for joining us on our Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt After Show today at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we got two episodes for you. Season 2, Episode 3 and 4, Kimmy Goes to a Play, Kimmy Kidnaps Gretchen. We can't wait to discuss both of these episodes with you guys, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm gonna let it play for a little bit. What's up, AfterBuzz? How's it going, everybody? My name is Joe Doyle. We're back with another great episode, two episodes of the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt After Show. I got some great co-hosts with me today. Sam is not here tonight. She broke her foot. She was talking about how she had some issues with it. She didn't know what was up. Broken foot. Ouch. But she's a trooper, so she's skipping out tonight, but she's with us in our hearts. But we got some other great hosts with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Yes, I'm James A. Janisse. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at James A. Janisse and on YouTube at Practical Folks.
Hi, I'm Annabelle DeSisto, and you can find me on Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto.
And you can check me out at JoJo Doyle on everything. Synergy. Synergy.
Nice.
Folks, let's just jump right in. Episode 3, this one's called Kimmy Goes to a Play, and we start out with Kimmy and Titus just having a little, was it Kimmy time? Yeah. Where she gets to kind of talk about ridiculous things in her life.
Her allotted time. Yeah.
And it was perfect because Titus, I finally realized, like, I hate Titus as a person.
Oh, yeah.
But I love Titus as a character. Like, he's everything that I can't stand about people in LA and Hollywood, just all about me, me, me.
Yeah.
I mean, even to a point when, you know, Kimmy starts talking about how she, you know, has a moment to, you know, talk about, oh, you mean you're going to do a show about you? And he's like, no, silly. I'm going to do a show about me. I was like, oh, God, it's so horrible. But he's so lovable.
That's what makes him such a great character, is that he's someone who, if you knew in real life, you would never want to hang out with.
I relate to him so much. I'm like, oh, my God, that is me. Oh, yeah? As a black man. I'm like, oh. I understand. I am a terror to be around.
Yeah, I've known you for like 10 minutes.
You're like, ugh.
That, yeah. But he's so fun to watch.
Like, I wish you would have broken your foot and not being here.
But we find out he all of a sudden he's flush with cash because he can get paid now because he wasn't getting paid at that restaurant for
the
longest
time. He's
just
getting paid under the table.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, I get these cool sunglasses.
Is that the werewolf restaurant?
Yeah, I think it was that werewolf restaurant. And now he's finally getting paid. And, of course, the best thing to do is to reinvest in yourself.
Of course.
He's going to do a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to every actor and actress's problem is...
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, do a one-man show, and it's perfect, yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't get new headshots.
I know.
It's like what every actor's friend loves to go see, a one-man play.
Oh, definitely. Man. No, I've never been to a one-man play, I don't think. I've thought about doing it myself.
Next week, if you're not doing anything Wednesday, I'm having a one-man play, and it's in a small, shitty theater, and I would love for you to come.
Well, thanks for tuning in to the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt After Show, folks. We have to
leave.
He's
like, I'm busy then. You're like, I didn't say the time. He's like, I'm busy. It's a whole day and night commitment.
I would. I'd come see your show, James. I would do it.
There's no show.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
We're going to make one. That's all right. But Titus has one for us in the meantime, and he decides that he's not going to do it based off of his life. Currently,
no,
but as a past life as a geisha, which is ridiculous. But then later in the episode, I mean, kind of, you know, flash forward, he starts talking about that you see all of his previous lives, which is hilarious.
That was a great moment.
It was really funny. Like, it, the writing on this show, even though, like, I was reading online and a lot of people thought that this episode opinions were it didn't really play as well as other episodes had, mm-hmm. which I disagreed. I had a great time watching it. And I think that a lot of people were, well, I don't know, this one specific article didn't really enjoy how they were making fun of the controversy about how Jackie was Jackie Lynn and a Native American.
Yeah, this was a controversial episode, and I probably read the same article. And I read that article before I saw the episode. So
Okay.
I went into the episode expecting, because I got the point that the article was making, and I generally kind of side with that kind of thing. But watching the episode, it wasn't as offensive as I expected it to be based on that article.
Right.
And it was really funny, too. So, yeah.
I mean, the internet isn't anything besides people being offended and cat videos.
That's true.
Which I love the later part of that, but the people being offended. So they were upset that this episode made fun of people on the internet being offended. So the people on the internet went and then talked about how offended they were about them being made fun of about being offended. It was like, ugh.
It's so meta. It's so meta.
It's a very loud feedback loop.
And I'm like, is there any, there's much bigger things to be offensive about. Like those running toe socks, like those individuals, like be offended by actually important things.
Yeah, people saying they need to eat gluten free. Exactly.
And like, it's a comedy show and it's like, it's Tina Fey. It's not Mel Gibson. Like, think about who's in charge of this show.
Exactly. And they even had like a group come out to protest Titus's one-man show, which the title was, remind me again.
Kimono, you didn't.
Yes, yeah. That's right. And it was a forum to advocate respectful Asian portrayals in entertainment, which was hilarious with their token white guy that they had. And then they
He was trans-ethnic?
Yeah, he was trans. Yeah, he's like this white guy here. He's like, hey, I'm transracial.
Yeah, transracial. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty clutch. That was really clutch.
I thought it was a little weird that their acronym came out to rape, though. That, like, did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Website, the letters are all... And, like, you know, that seems kind of just random. Like, what did rape have to do with anything?
I know,
I just thought it was a little weird.
And they were ready to boo. They were ready to just be like, we're going to ruin this whole one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I had a feeling that it was probably only going to be them in the audience anyways. But, like, there's a lot of other stuff going on in the episode, but I just want to take a moment to, like, really go through this through line of how, like, they start watching it. And Titus, he's a great singer. I mean, I don't know why he hasn't been famous in the actual series anyways, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he starts to sing, and you can see this one guy just kind of, like, all of a sudden just touches his heart. And we later find out that it was because he hadn't heard that song that he was singing since the other guy was a little boy.
Yeah.
Turns out that it's a smash. So, I mean, I don't even know. I wonder if they're going to continue on with it, or if we're going to find any... Are they going to have a little extra, like, fame? Is he going to get some fame from this? Maybe cast in something else? I mean, I guess that could go into, like, predictions, but it's going to be interesting because it sounded like it was a smash.
But I feel like so few people saw it that... I don't want Titus to be famous in the show, you know? Yeah. I don't want to take him out of that crappy apartment. I want to keep them poor and unhappy because that's so funny.
It is. It's great.
I mean, as great as the song was, it's still... I mean, I just keep waiting for Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
I would go see a play of just him singing that for an hour,
and
just on loop.
And endlessly
with
Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm. I will say that he did... he deserves an Emmy just for his eye acting alone. Like, that scene in the library, because they don't have a computer, so they have to go to the public library, which I didn't even know existed anymore, except for, like, homeless people to take, like, baths in the sink. Like, it's like, who goes to the library anymore? But it was him on the computer, and then the librarian comes over and tells him to quiet down. And the look he gives him, he's like... It was like, oh my gosh.
And then she points at the sign as no facial journeys or something like that.
Yeah, no facial journeys.
Or like, yeah, I thought that was clutch too.
Yeah. And great jokes.
And so Titus ended up like he Titus for the win in this episode. Sometimes they come out with a win, sometimes they come out with a better luck next time. Yeah. I don't want to say it with a lose or the loss. But Lillian, I love Carol Kane.
Oh, I love Carol Kane.
And she was getting pretty gangster with it when her neighborhood started to get gentrified.
Yeah.
And she saw the F-105
F-810 Cinco.
Yeah.
The tagging.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great because I didn't get that it was Fios until the end. Did you guys get it was Fios until the end?
No, I definitely didn't get that.
Yeah, it was wild. And it turns out that it's not going worse, it's going better. But one of my favorite lines was, how are we going to find out? Like, they painted over the mural of Biggie. How are we going to remember that he's dead?
Yeah. I really like that she used the singular graffito in like the next line, because you don't hear that often. Graffiti is a plural word. Singular is graffito.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
You gotta have one graffito, you get in trouble. And how she kept on running, like, Lillian, run!
Yeah.
And then would just like exit. Oh, that was, I hope that continues to go down.
Yeah, because that started with the Pinot Noir episode, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Lillian, run! And I'm just glad that it's a runner.
Yeah.
Runner.
Ah!
Nah.
And so we start to find out that it's not the case. So we just had a couple. I liked how Lillian's little storylines are kind of like to give us a little bit of a break from the actual storylines, because they never really go too far with them. We did get a call back later. I can't remember if it was episode 3 or 4 to Robert Durst.
Yeah.
Which was, oh no, that was in episode 4. Yeah, yeah.
I hope we see him again.
I do too, because that was clutch.
Lillian's stories are always like the C story. Like, it gets the least amount of time. But it does seem that she's usually the one exploring their neighborhood and what it means to be in like a changing New York. I feel like she's had this storyline before. I think it was the one with the werewolf restaurant, because I remember at the end he like comes in and scares off some of the white people who are coming in to gentrify the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I like that Lillian offers us this look into like changing New York, and that she's just this old white lady, but she wants to like stop it from becoming modern and new. Like, that's hilarious.
She's Am I the only one who thinks that werewolf restaurant looks really fun? Like, I loved I love a themed restaurant even more than I love a chain restaurant. Like, I'm the most basic person ever. Like, I only want to go to a restaurant where there's pictures of the food on the menu. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would celebrate anniversaries there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, any place that sells a gift card, like in Rouse at the checkout line, that's where I want to go.
Nice. I'm down. Any place with Cheddar Bay biscuits, that's where I'm about.
Oof. Oh, so good.
So, what's going on with Jackie and Kimmy? Well, it turns out that Jackie Lynn has this huge ruse to try and be... like look like she's rich,
and
despite the fact that she just spent all of her money on that painting in the last episode. She got a $30,000 rug that nobody can touch, and all the boxes in her place are empty.
Yeah,
and I think it's brilliant, because that's a great excuse to say, like, you know, why do you have all these boxes? Like, I thought I was gonna move for the longest time, so I packed up my apartment, but I just never unpacked the boxes. Because I'm like, okay, well, I have everything I need still, and this stuff was just kind of taking up space anyways, but I never had an excuse as to why I had all these boxes.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I have a ton of boxes that are still packed. I mean, I've been there for 2 years, and they're still probably going to remain packed.
And they're still packed boxes?
Yeah, I'm like, if I don't need it by now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I honestly have no idea what's in there. It's probably like really important, like family photos or my passport, driver's. I mean, I don't know what's in there.
I was going to say, you could.
But there's so much work to unpack. Like,
yeah. Just donate all the charity.
Yeah, I know my animal isn't in there, and that's, you know.
That's all that matters?
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Start pawing at things after
There's
a while.
There's no living thing, or it's not living anymore, at least, so.
That's true.
I mean, if you keep them packed up, things might start to live in there.
I'm ready to move at any time.
Anytime, you're ready to go. But she tries to convince, she realizes that her main goal is now to make Julian jealous of her. And she's going to do this at this wedding. But she's starting to realize that it's starting to get a little bit harder than she originally thought, because she's trying to find an older rich guy. But then she realizes that it's still that same power struggle where she's got nothing, and now she's at this rich guy's beck and call. So she flip-mo squad, a little Busta Rhymes reference, just in case you guys weren't aware. She flips it on him, and she decides to be the sugar mama and get a young guy who is a dog masseuse.
That was a great scene. Just that guy's acting was so weird and kind of awkward, but he was really into it, so it made it not awkward.
Yeah.
And I was into it. I was into that doggy massage.
Someone in my neighborhood today was getting a dog, had their dog was getting a massage.
Yeah?
No joke.
That's like a real thing?
I didn't realize this until like maybe like this afternoon. Like, I was rewatching the episode, and this morning as I was going to take out the trash, I saw this truck, and I was like, what? Like, it literally said dog massages on it.
We used to get our animals acupuncture.
And acupuncture. It was acupuncture.
Acupuncture and chiropractic.
Oh my God. My dogs were lucky if they got a walk.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. But like, so it is
like,
a real
thing.
My
dog got to live. I rescued him from the pound. Right? He's had enough.
Yeah.
But like in
be grateful.
Be grateful. Yeah, you got that. I got that much.
You took care of all that doggy stress.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're not stressed. You're not an ASPCA commercial. You're good. That's all you need.
Yeah. He gets food.
Yeah. And so she decides that she's going to take in this dog masseuse to get Julian jealous, because I feel like that's a better angle, to get the younger guy that is a complete idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems super nice.
Yeah, I liked him.
He's got big dreams to be a DJ.
Ugh.
That reaction, I love that they did it twice.
Yeah.
It was just so funny.
I'm glad that they portrayed an accurate reaction of what women really think about DJs, because I feel like that Zac Efron movie where he was going to be like a DJ, and which made like $10.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, it's not... it's not a real job. Like, you're pretending to play a MacBook. Like, you press play. If that's what makes you a DJ, then my mom's a DJ for her Zumba class. You just play a playlist. That's it.
Yeah, like, what they say, hover your hand over a laptop while people dance.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of go like this. And then if you do things quick, and then you put your hand up.
Right. Oh, bang. Are you a DJ?
Weddings and school dances through community college.
Oh, man, I bet you made bank.
Yeah, $200 a night. That's huge. It was. Back in community college, that was big money for me. Yeah.
That'd be big money for me now, man.
But that's the thing. Like, he just goes along with it and then starts doing everything that she wants him to do. And then at one point, he starts to, like, treat him like a dog, and he's like, that's the thing. I'm supposed to do whatever you want, right? That's the deal.
Yeah.
She's like, no, that's not the deal. She's just getting, like, freaking out.
But, like, bad dog. That was such a funny bit.
Because he spilled on her rug. Yeah. Like, then now she can't return.
Yeah. And then doing a DJ move, which was the funniest thing. He's like, fuck it. Ooh. And then he does it again, even more wine when he's trying to clean it up.
You know, the other day I actually spilled red wine on my carpet. And we were able to get it out, no problem.
Did you do?
I forget. I think it was like vinegar. It was white vinegar, some water, and something else. But all we did was Google, get it out, and then it came out like perfectly.
I hope you Googled more than get it out, because I feel like
no, that's
you
all would I get did. Some... And yeah, those first results were a little weird, but eventually I got to the wine.
Around like page 13, I was like, all right, this is good. Yeah. Another really fun, I just remembered this really fun moment in this episode, was when Titus goes, oh no, he's looking at his poster, he's like, they gave me a Michael Jordan mustache. And it's a Hitler mustache. Yeah. But are you guys basketball fans?
Not really.
I mean, I only know from him from Space Jam. Space and Jam. Then if they've married to one of the Kardashians, we're on Dancing with the Stars. Like, that's my extent of sports knowledge.
That's all right. So
but he is one of the main basketball sports ball players that I know.
He is a main sports ball player. I'm wearing, like, all this sports stuff, and I'm like, my mind's going to explode. No, it's okay. So Michael Jordan, when he retired, the greatest basketball player of all time.
Of course.
Debatably. Not really, though. It's pretty good. And then after retirement for a while, he showed up on this commercial for Hanes with the straight-up Hitler mustache.
He really had a Hitler mustache?
He had a Hitler mustache. And I feel safe to say that he's probably the only person that could get away with him and Charlie Chaplin.
Of course.
But, like, modern times that could do it, because everyone's like, oh, yeah, Michael Jordan's got a Hitler mustache.
It's Michael Jordan.
That was it. No one was like, oh, boo this man, boo. You know, like, it was like, oh, that's weird. Okay.
Well, that's because it happened in the 90s. If it happened now, I'm sure that you'd get booed.
Twitter would be crazy. All buzz. And that's, and bringing it full circle, that is the main, you know, story of this episode. The internet was the bad guy in this one, and they survived, right? Because, I mean, like, they're fighting over all these different, you know, at least for Titus it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty much the episode. Once Jacqueline realizes that she can overcome this by going herself, she goes to that party herself, Kimmy shows up, and I'm looking forward to this new journey that Jacqueline has.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love Jane Krakowski. Mm-hmm. She was one of my favorite parts of 30 Rock, and I actually just watched the Flintstones' Viva Rock Vegas the other
yes!
night.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I saw that she was playing Betty, and that Mark Addy was Fred Flintstone, and he's King Robert from Game of Thrones. So I was
and
like,
Rosie O'Donnell, right?
No, she's in the original.
Oh,
so Jane Krakowski takes over for in the prequel Viva Rock Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, Jane Krakowski, better Betty to me than Rosie.
I mean, that's a controversial
statement.
It's a controversial
statement.
You're going to light up the
internet.
I know, I'm going to
lose a lot of Twitter followers.
But you heard it, Jane.
I stand by it.
You heard it. So come on this episode and high-five us, because we think you're the best Betty.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, two of us think she's the best Betty.
We're going to be right back after this commercial break. Oh, wait, there's no commercials? Okay, so we'll move on to episode 4.
Oh, wait, before we move on,
yes,
can we just take a minute to talk about Amy Sedaris, who I think is fantastic?
Yeah, she was clutch in this episode.
Yeah, from the very first scene that she's in, when she runs in and kicks off her shoes in, like, the most fluid motion I've ever seen anyone kick off their shoes. It was amazing. And then just all throughout to the end where she's like calling Jackie Lynn a gypsy woman, and then at the very end just being like, she's my best friend. She's like, everything she said was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I hope she comes up in more future episodes.
I did too. She added a lot to that kind of, the combo of Kimmy, Jacqueline, and her was great.
Yeah, it was so great.
Shout out to this also hilarious line that I wrote down. Time to get more D's than an undiagnosed kid with dyslexia.
Yeah. Woo. I think, one of my favorite line deliveries was, what was it? I didn't even know I was into this.
Yeah. And speaking of didn't know you were into this, great segue to Mikey going on his first gay date. He didn't know he was into some of this stuff.
Guys, Mikey is so adorable.
He is. He really is adorable.
He's so cute. Him.
Yeah.
He's so earnest in how much he likes Titus.
Yeah, and how much he wants to be gay, but by how confused he is by, like, Titus's version of being gay. It's so cute. I love it.
And it brings up, like, I think about this often because I have a lot of gay, lesbian, and transgender friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it there's so many varying types that I kind of think to myself, what, you know, guides a person to the type that they end up being? You know what I mean? And so in my mind, I always thought that that was interesting, that journey each person has. And I thought it was cool that they were starting to explore that in this episode, too.
Yeah.
So I thought it was, you know, a little tidbit.
Yeah, especially just because, you know, the 20 years ago in the 90s, any gay person on TV was going to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know, they were going to be like the Will and Grace type of gay character, like flamboyant and loud and everything. And, you know, the show starts and you have Titus, who is that, because, you know, some people are like that, but I really like that. Now we have Mikey, who's also gay, and he's nothing like that. He's still just a brash blue-collar construction worker. He just likes dudes.
and the showcase is so good when, like, they have to flirt with the bouncer to get into the club. He's like, oh, flirting, I got this. A cutie, or like what, a sugar, or something like that, and then he starts totally just horribly catcalling
this guy.
And he's like, I want to see you dance. And then the Titus doesn't even say anything, he's like, we're leaving.
Yeah,
lets himself out.
That
and
was
goes
painful
out of there.
Even as a straight man, that was painful to watch.
Like, yeah, that was
like, are you a high chair? Because I want to put a baby in you. I was like, I think that's a great pickup line.
Yeah,
I might try it.
Oh, yeah, just,
why not? Treat yourself, I'll give it a go. I mean, if I come back, you know, with a little shiner on, you know what's up.
Yeah, or a broken foot.
Broken foot, yeah.
That's what happened to Sam. She tried to use it and
got a stiletto right through the top.
Oh.
Ugh. Ooh. But the main episode title is Kimmy Kidnaps Gretchen, because we find out that Cindy Pokeroy, who's another one of the bunker mates, calls her up and is like, you got to see this video. And Kimmy starts freaking out because she sees another one of their bunker mates, Gretchen, in the video. She's got caught up with another cult again, the Church of Cosmetology. And Cindy didn't even care about that. The whole reason that she brought up this episode, brought up this video, was to see the bunny and the cat together. And I'm not even going to try to sing that song.
Yeah.
But that song that Kimmy sings, it's been stuck in my head all day today.
I know.
They could sell an entire soundtrack just from this show.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Because she also had she had another great song when she's like, and then the moment that you met me in episode 3, and she's like, and Kimmy walked into my mind. It was great. But so she finds out that she's got caught up with the Church of Cosmetology.
Which I thought was a brilliant, I mean, their promo movie for the cult was a direct takeoff of the Scientology movie, which was so brilliant. And I'm like, I would definitely, I mean, I'm surprised I haven't become a Scientologist already. It involves everything I love. Like, I was never in a sorority because I went to community college and they don't have those, which is why I dropped out. But I'm like, I love the thing about cults is that, like, it brings people together, it involves celebrities, wigs, aliens, all of those things that I love. So I'm honestly shocked every day, and I'm so gullible. Like, if somebody tells me to do something, I'm like, yeah, great, let's do it.
Let's do it. Jump
I'm
right
a great
board.
Follower. Just so I would be a great
direction.
Cult member. So I identify a lot with Titus and also Gretchen.
It was absolutely, like, I loved all their makeup, because I recently kind of realized this going through, like, Tinder, that every so often I'll find a girl that on there that says that she's a cosmetologist and has the exact same freaking makeup that everyone does on this episode, and it's horrible. It's just all like really heavy shading lines, and like
I did that makeup tonight for this show. Yeah, I mean, no, it's just my normal look. It's just five inches of foundation, and just yeah.
So you're already a member of the church.
Yeah, I already.
I just couldn't figure. I'm like, how did you went to college and this is what you learned to do? And so I thought that was great. That all of them looked the exact same, which was absolutely horrifying. It's like when you do theater, you learn theater makeup, and you mm-hmm. do, and then you're about to make old age makeup instead of like not blur, but
smudge.
No,
contouring, highlighting.
Yeah, you're contouring, and you're like you're mixing the two together. You're blending.
We found it.
Yeah, so you're blending the lines together to create the old person makeup.
Clearly, I do not blend, so that's why I was like, "What's blending? What's making it look natural?"
And it's like, but before you blend, it's all these hard lines, and it just, oh god, it was ridiculous. It was horrible, and she gets her. Because she has really, that was a weird segue.
Like, yeah, I feel like you feel very strongly about this.
I do. I had to switch really quick. That's why the segue was abrupt. I was getting a little heated.
Yeah.
About this makeup thing. It. Yeah. Take a moment.
I know. I was like, please, let's talk more about it. I was like, if I could just have a too much makeup panel, I would.
That would be perfect. But she tackles her, comes out of a toilet, a porta potty, and jumps on her back. Brings her back to all of her friends and essentially tries to deprogram her once again. And the only way she can figure out how to do it is just do it. Whatever you want to do, just go for it. And spirals Gretchen completely out of control. Like, she starts doing yay for the first time, just
with Muppets.
With Elmo. Like, she's doing yay with Elmo, which is crazy.
Street Elmo.
Gross street Elmo.
Nasty Elmo.
And then she decides, she sees a gun.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, there's no, Kimmy's gonna stop her. Nope.
That's just a great cut to her just running.
Running with the gun.
She steals a dog. Like,
steals
she,
a dog. An adult
another
pit
thing
bull.
I would do.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't mess with, I mean, pit bulls are great. Every animal needs a home, but I would, that, an adult pit bull.
Every dog needs a home and
place.
Acupuncture.
Yeah, and yeah, acupuncture. Yeah. Treat these dogs.
Don't take on a pet if you can't afford to give it acupuncture.
I agree.
It's not worth
it. It's just
it.
Irresponsible.
Be responsible, you guys. Yeah, you guys be responsible.
There's like leaving a dog in a car with the windows up on a hot day, getting a dog acupuncture.
It's just disgusting how people treat their animals.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she get like a tattoo too?
Yeah.
Not right here.
Like it looked like the Lion King logo of him. Like it kind of did, of like the tattoo just right on her breastplate. And that's like the spot that you can't, like ladies can't cover it up.
A décolletage?
Yeah, there's no way.
And it's not even a cute one like Eve, the paw prints on her boobs. It's like the full tiger head just, right there.
Yeah. And she, I can't remember what shirt she had on, but she had a ridiculous shirt.
It was like a wet t-shirt contest,
yeah.
Participant shirt.
That she was trying to give away to the gang, because she was like, it's time to give away all my worldly possessions.
Yeah.
But she doesn't give away one of those possessions, her watch. Which
Apple watch.
Yeah, which comes in super handy, because she worked at Apple for a while before she got into the cosmetology cult.
And I love that Apple is compared to being a cult, because that's exactly how I feel.
Oh, like, yeah.
The white, pristine buildings and just everyone being indoctrinated and thinking that it's the best thing ever.
And South Park did the Geniuses and the Genius Bar so well, if you guys haven't seen that episode.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. They're like, hello, welcome to the Apple Store, we are your geniuses today. and they meet up after they try to get, I'm recapping a totally different show. I just realized that. Check out South Park, you guys, the Geniuses episode of AppleTV.com. I'll talk about it on my Facebook later. So back to the current episode that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Mikey shows up unannounced, way like 4 hours before the date, and Lillian just ushers him right in and freaks out. I know I would freak out. I'm a guy, I'm a dude. Shocking. And if a girl showed up 4 hours late, I don't know what I would do to myself. Because, I mean, I feel like Titus was getting ready. I feel like I would...
That's a nightmare. When I saw that, I was like, this is the scariest part of this show. Yeah. I thought last week was scary when she was locked in that cop car.
Yeah.
That gave me anxiety. Seeing your date show up 4 hours before you're starting to get ready. I'm like, I need a whole day of getting ready. It takes like 12 hours. It's complete like CGI transformation. So I thought it was hilarious when he's like, you don't let a gentleman collar in 4 hours before. I'm not yet a butterfly. I'm just cocoon glue.
Yeah, it's always cocoon glue with you.
Yeah.
And he has his hand in a jar, like jars of mayonnaise to soften his hands.
Oh, I didn't even know.
And he's bald
that.
And has great. The hair rollers in.
It was clutch. And we find out that Mikey's there because he needs help. He doesn't know how to get ready for his first gay date.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's adorable. And they go through it all. And in the Xbox, which I didn't really understand at first because I just heard it. I was doing, you know, I was like, wait, Xbox?
Yeah.
Oh, the EXbox. And then tries on all these different outfits. And they find a good one.
It's okay. I love that he asked him. He's like, what Madonna do you identify with? There are wrong answers.
Yeah, that was clutch line. That was the clutch line. What Madonnas do you guys?
Like a Virgin.
Like a Virgin Madonna?
Easily her best work.
Okay.
I just like Scary Arms Madonna, which is pretty much every Madonna.
Okay.
What do you mean by Scary Arms Madonna? I'm sorry.
You mean her Skeletor? You've never seen her Skeletor arm?
No, I haven't.
They
really
look like lobster claw. Like
what?
She started doing all that yoga and stuff, and she just got just yoked.
Whoa, she's like ripped?
Yeah.
Is like Michelle Obama arms? Is that what we're talking about?
No, Michelle's arms look fantastic.
Yeah, of course.
Hers are terrifying.
Oh, okay.
And for somebody who has fantastic arms, which I constantly cover with long sleeves so people don't have to see them, I am an arm expert. No, they are scary.
Oh, I'm going to go home and Google it.
Okay, well,
spend some time.
You know, don't be drinking a hot liquid when you do, because you'll be like, ah!
My Madonna is Take a Bow Madonna.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good video.
No one said Material Girl. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, you know. Okay, fine. Okay, that's my Material Girl.
You'll be my Material Girl?
Yeah, I mean.
Thank you.
We live in a material world.
That's true.
So why not? So once they find out, they say, okay, go off. I'll see you in a couple hours. And then away Mikey goes. But then when they meet up, like, it's magic. It really is. When he, what is it called? When they start eating some shawarma.
Yeah.
And Titus sneeze eats. Like, sneets. I think it was, they had some funny word for it.
Yeah.
And all over Mikey. And then they both started laughing. Like, I literally was like, I wish that would happen to me on a date. It was so real. It felt so
adorable. That's what
you're
into?
I mean, like.
You didn't even know you were into this?
I didn't know I was into this. Yeah, exactly. And I just thought it was cute. Like, that they both got along so well. And they started kind of going back and forth about what they liked in each other. And It was cute. It was adorable.
Yeah, you know, this show is one of those comedies, much like 30 Rock, where it's mostly all absurd and it's like a heightened reality and things just aren't that realistic. Like, the characters are cartoonish almost, and the things that happen. Like, in the last episode, you had that person like evaporating after she like offended herself. But
that was great.
That scene by the shawarma truck is actually like really sincere and just real, it felt. And it was so sweet. And
very honest, as he was like, you're not going to trick me into eating in front of you, which once again I can relate to. I feel like every girl can relate to, because having to eat in front of somebody on a first date or any date is the worst. You have to think of like a cute food you can eat. It's like not spaghetti. It's something that you can be like, because it's terrifying.
I'm just gonna lay it out right now.
Yeah.
To anybody that's out there listening, thinking like, ooh, that Joe, I want to go on a date with him.
Yeah.
Y'all better eat something if you go on a date with me.
Mm-hmm.
For real, you got to eat something, because
anything,
anything,
ribs.
Ribs. If a girl eats ribs on a first date with me,
yeah,
she gonna get like 8 dates after that. Like, at least 8 dates
if she wants them. Yeah.
If she wants, yeah.
Whether she likes them or not, she's
gonna get
8
dates. We go on to ribs 8 days in a row. No, I mean, you know, because just, you know, and like when they started eating, it's like, relax. You like, forget about all that other stuff. Like, just take a moment to just be real. I know you eat in real life. So let's just eat, get it out of the way. And like, you know, still wipe your mouth and don't talk with your mouth full of food.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, just.
But Lillian was even, she's like, you ate in front of him? Like, it was
a big. Yeah, she even knows.
It was a very big thing.
But I guess I can understand, because Titus is a little bit bigger. And you're like, whoa, that's just a bit. Buddy's kimonos did not fit, and that's perfectly normal.
That's
that happens
true.
To everybody. And so, like, maybe that's, you know, the reason. Like, because, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I might, as a bigger guy, I'm going to get something that I'm going to eat. But I might not get a side of something that I might get with my boys.
Yeah.
I might just be like, all right, I don't need that extra mashed potatoes.
Limit your portions.
Yeah, my friends and
I order like whatever if they go on a date. I'm talking about them. I do not. So I live vicariously through their date stories. But they'll order like a small cute food. And then once the date's over, they'll leave and go to In-N-Out themselves. And, and then they're just like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's awesome. See, I would love to be
there. Their true inner eating.
Yeah. I would love to join for that In-N-Out and just sit back and be like, yes, this is it. This is great.
We're finding out a lot of things that you're into
today. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Get ready for this. You guys are going to find out a lot. But you know what I did like is they broke down all the... Is Titus a flamingo? What was he? They talked about the animals and the bears and the otters. And like, and I found out I was a bear. I'm on a bunch of...
Yeah, you would clean up at a bear club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I do. I used to go to WeHo and get free drinks like crazy. Oh, nice. I did. And then like I realized that the girls... Like, the guys think they can hang out with you for the rest of the night after they buy you a drink. I didn't think that part through.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I felt like the little mouse on the Green Mile with this big old dude one time. Like, you look like Ving Rhames. It was crazy. Michael Clark Duncan, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah, yeah, R.I.P.
Would I be a twink? I think.
Oh, honey, you ate shouted twink.
I know. Like, I think.
Oh, sweet. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm seeing this right here.
Oh.
I'm thinking you'd be an otter.
This is literally the only part of my body that has body hair. It's just the forearms. I can't explain it.
Me too. I'm kidding.
See, but I think,
no, I'm like Teen Wolf all over.
I think you're a little too muscular.
Oh.
To be a twink.
Thanks.
I feel like twinks are super like barely legal. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, I think you're more of an otter.
I'll take it. Otter's my spirit animal.
I'm like a bear cub.
Yeah, all right.
Well, not so much anymore. I'm getting older and, you know, getting old age.
Well, no, man. You can be an otter and bear cub.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you're father bear. You're the
grandpa. I'm the father.
You're
a
papa bear.
I'm papa bear, yeah. Papa bear, mama bear, and...
I was going to say drag queen bear.
Yeah.
It was like, you're a bear, you're an otter, I'm a drag queen. When I walked through West Hollywood, and they're like, are you a man or a woman? I was like, oh my God, thank you. That means my makeup looks amazing.
Well, so once they go on the date, they get scared, and Mikey gets scared because he feels like he's not as much of a gay, I don't know, the right saying, I don't offend anybody.
Were you going to say as not as much of a gay?
Yes, I was.
Not
I'm
as much of a gayman?
Because I feel like that's what Mikey felt like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not my words, that's a Mikey's feelings. Like, he didn't fit in.
Yeah.
He wanted to just wear...
Because this is totally, he's a baby gay. Like, this is completely new to him.
Yeah,
It's his first outing.
He wants to wear sweaters. He wants to have shaggy dogs and just lots of fur.
Lots of hair.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go to all these nightclubs and everything like that. And they realize that there's like Titus is pushing him away because he's nervous. He doesn't want to be rejected. You know, everyone leaves him, but...
And they leave the most... I love that reveal that Xbox was full of the most important things that someone would have to go back for. Like insulin and like a prosthetic arm.
Yeah.
And so someone would rather just walk around with one arm than have to face
Titus again. Go back to...
There's an illegal Norwegian immigrant
somewhere
in New York because he did not get back on that plane. And they start to realize, okay, well, maybe we need to give love a chance and go for it and be brave. And I thought that was a good message because that's something that we're going to get real for a moment that I think I could, you know, benefit from that advice, you know.
Oh.
Just go for it, you know. Actually write these girls back on Bumble. You know, take a moment.
What is Bumble?
Bumble is the bomb. Bumble makes you the fine girl.
What?
Yeah, I was only on it for 5 hours, but the girl has to message the guy
first before any talking can start.
And then you only have, 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
You only have 24 hours to respond back.
Oh, it's like
and
a
then
game
the match.
Show.
Yeah, it makes me feel super hot because I'm like, oh, these girls are like saying what's up.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's good. So check out Bumble.
Well, I have a girlfriend. I got one before Tinder
or
anything.
Well, she's probably on Bumble,
out,
so go look for her profile. To go check to make sure she's not.
Sure. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You know, to find out if Mikey and Titus...
So many of my girlfriends are, and they're in relationships. I'm just telling you.
You just gotta explore what the app is.
My buddy's girlfriend, I guess now ex, got pissed off because he still had a Tinder account when they were dating. And he's all like, I still have a library card, but when was the last time you saw me read a book? Like, and so I thought that, yeah, totally get it on that. Shout out to John Durnell Comedy. Anyways, so let's go into predictions. Let's talk about to see if these guys are getting together for more episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Yeah.
One day there's going to be an epileptic host and they're going to have such a bad time when it comes to predictions.
They'll just think that they're popping and locking before they realize that anything is bad.
I know, last week I was like, am I having a stroke? Like, I thought I was so nervous for my first pain. I was like, what's happening?
Heart palpitations.
Well, I don't want to brag you guys, but one of my predictions came true.
Titus and Love?
Mm-hmm. Titus and Love, and they started to get with Mikey. Yeah. And we started to explore that a little bit more. Now... I feel like I can't continue predicting that. I got lucky on that one.
Yeah.
Let it go. Focus on a new prediction.
What's your new one?
My new prediction is going to be that Lillian is going to get arrested for doing, because she was getting like, she was getting pretty crazy the episode. She was flipping off cops. She was like cursing at cops. I think that she's going to do something that is a little too much. And keep in mind, if this actually goes down, I have not watched ahead.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to get clapped up. She's going to catch a charge.
I think that's a safe prediction, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a betting man, but I was like, oh, yeah, I feel confident.
Yeah.
I'd put $20 on that.
Nice, mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
Do you have any lined up?
I really hope that we see this relationship develop as much as I did love Titus becoming a blanket when he was like, I'm just going to live as a blanket now, which everyone's been there after a date that you haven't heard from again. Certainly me, just like wrapped up, and he's like, this blanket will never hurt me. And then as he walks into the kitchen to get more food, he's like, ow!
That was clutch. So you think that that's going to go down?
I really hope so. And I you know, this is just from the first episode. I really want to see more of Kimmy at the Christmas store.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we're going to see that. She missed a shift.
She did.
Trying to get that duck to bring over to her place, yeah.
I'm going to try to make a prediction about Jackie's financial situation.
Okay.
It's kind of a coin flip here, so I'll say she gets more money. Yes.
That's money.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, she needs more money.
Yeah.
I love seeing her rich.
Yeah. I'm also really interested in seeing how she fares Poe. So Poe, you don't even have the R.
Yeah.
So Poe. Do you guys have any gossip that's going down?
What?
About the just like different characters? You said that you were watching Netflix Instant now has one of Jane's shows on, Jane's movies, Viva Rock Vegas.
So check that out.
If you want to get more Jane, check that out.
Unfortunately, Betty doesn't get that much to do in that movie. It's a lot of Wilma's family. And they don't get to Rock Vegas until halfway through the movie. Why have it in the title if you're not going there for 45 minutes? I was very disappointed, and I've got to say, I gave it 2 stars on Netflix. I'm sorry. But both those stars...
You're a tough critic.
...were for Jane Krakowski.
Nice, right. Nice. Way to bring it full circle. If you want more Jane, you want to do Jane Marathon, check out National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You don't know about this?
No.
Okay, you want some Jane action. You know when they go to Cousin Eddie's house for... And they go to bring Edna... You know, or something. They pick up Edna from Cousin Eddie's house, and they're introducing the kids. Remember that sequence? And there's the girl with the blonde girl with the side pony.
Oh,
blue shirt.
Is that Jane?
That's Jane.
Wow.
One of her first appearances on TV, movies, anything.
Oh, cool.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Well, check it out.
Check it out.
I was just gonna say, like, check her out on those orange juice commercials.
She does those.
She got the orange juice commercials.
30 Rock.
Yeah, 30 Rock.
Wait, when did this become the Jane Krakowski hype hour?
Oh, it's always been that for me. I've been keeping it low. And then Ellie, again, congratulations on your pregnancy. Hope it was going along great. Another big, you know, I guess you guys might know that by now, or you might not, but yeah, she's pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how they film season 3 with pregnant Kimmy, unless... Dong gets some Kimmy. Oh, what if Kimmy gets... Okay, that's my prediction.
Oh my
Dong
God,
is
I
getting
hope
Kimmy
not.
Pregnant.
I hope not.
Yeah. I hope not.
I think
whenever a character gets pregnant on a show, it's like, oop, that's the death of it. That is the downturn.
I'd rather her just awkwardly hold grocery
bags. I know, we were talking
like
when they try to disguise if they're not going to make the character pregnant, then they try to awkwardly disguise it with giant like bag, shopping bags where it just looks like they bought like a large screen TV for the rest of the season. I'm like, nobody buys bags that big. But it's like, it's so hard to,
yeah,
like, what do you, yeah, do?
You know, it's going
to
be
maybe tell your actresses not to get pregnant.
And I'm just
right?
like, ugh.
You know, it's going to be also really hard? Yeah. Waiting a whole nother week before we can get another couple episodes here on AfterBuzzTV.com. Thanks for joining us. My name is Joe Doyle. Appreciate you guys joining here at AfterBuzzTV.com. You can find me at JoJo Doyle. Let us know where they can find you guys.
James A. Janisse, at James A. Janisse on Twitter and Instagram. Practical Folks on YouTube.
You can find me in my apartment a lot with my cats. Oh, and yeah. Also at Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto.
You guys, don't forget to go to YouTube and like us. Subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. Don't forget to check out The Tomorrow Show. That's another AfterBuzz TV show with our man, Kevin Undergaro, and a host of other great hosts talking gossip on that show. Thanks for joining us. See you next week. Yeah. I love doing that.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.